And welcome to the Sportscast, May 29th, 2019. If you haven't yet, please subscribe on all our channels, YouTube, Periscope, iTunes, and like our Facebook. If you're on iTunes, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. The NBA Finals have been decided. The Golden State Warriors versus the Toronto Raptors, the best two teams in the NBA. What will happen? Got Victor Orocho to preview the matchup. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
As usual, thank you. I enjoy my time and I enjoy talking sports, especially the NBA going well. So thank you for having me on.
No problem, Victor. So obviously, we just witnessed Toronto beating Milwaukee. They beat them 4-2. And of course, the Warriors, they swept the Blazers. How do you see this matchup? You know, what do you think is going to happen? But I mean, let's first ask, what do you see in this matchup?
I mean, I'm still going for Golden State. I mean, not just going for them. I believe that they're going to win. I think Kawhi's going to play his game, just like in any. Like I say all the time, you know, superstars are going to get their points. You got to protect. Do not get beat by the other guys. Yeah, that's the bottom line. And the only thing that's concerning me with Golden State is Boogie Cousins coming back and how that's going to go. And Kirk kind of mentioned it. And then the second thing, I don't know if you heard, I haven't heard anything about Iguodala.
Good question. Maybe some research on that. He was injured, right?
Right? I mean, they're the talk, right? There's nothing, and he's the guy I want back.
Because you are the Warriors fan. Andre Iguodala hints that retired. Wait, I'm wrong.
After the season.
Interesting. I think Reforbs.com. This could be my last year. Yep. This is Andre Iguodala. I built his love for the season. Okay, but what about the finals?
Yeah, they haven't spoken about him. I mean, you know, they talk about him when he stripped Damian, right, in the game against Portland, and how he's a great defender and all that, and then they just forgot about him.
Yeah, which, you know.
Like, with all due respect, I mean, I want to know more about Iguodala than Boogie Cousins.
How about,
I really don't care about him.
Now, Kevin Durant right now, he is not expected to play in Game 1. But what do you think will happen with him in this series?
He can come back and start. And I think, you know, other than the hardest part with the NBA is trying to get your win, right? He's been out for a while. Right, but he's a good athlete, so it's the only thing you got to worry about there. But you know, yeah, Boogie, Iguodala, none of those guys when they come back are going to start. When KD comes back, he starts. It's no confusion. Well, two things are going to happen. You know, either he's going to come back and just like tear it up, right, or we're going to see kind of some sloppy stuff trying to get him adjusted, right. So I just kind of, you know, I don't know. You can't deny a player that's going to put up 30-some points.
Kevin Durant has already been ruled out for Game 1 of the 2019 NBA Finals, but the Golden State Warriors left the door open on the possibility of DeMarcus Cousins making his return Thursday after Cousins participated in practice Monday scrimmage with the reserves. The Warriors have tagged him as questionable. Cousins suffered a torn left quad on April 15th during the Game 2 of the Warriors' first-round series against the Los Angeles Clippers. What does Cousins bring to the Golden State?
You know, I'm a legitimate center, so that kind of helps. But, I mean, I don't know, man. I mean, I know he's a good player. I don't really know a lot about him. Just, I didn't like when I saw him play. I mean, can you figure out, like, what was the team's record when, in games that he played in? Because I didn't like what, and remember, they were also trying to get him back, so that could be unfair to him also. So meaning they were wanting him to take his shot so he can get back into rhythm. You know what I mean? But, you know, you got this big old guy taking three-point shots. He was taking shots I really didn't like. And just, I'm enjoying the way the Warriors are playing today because, you know, when they put in their big guys, those big guys have come through.
Yeah, when Cousins played, the Warriors posted a 23-7 mark and were 34-18 without him on the floor.
So they went, what was the first one?
23-7.
23-7 and 34-18. Okay. Well, that's pretty good, man. Just there's a difference in quantity of games, though. Because right, you have 34 and not an 18, right? So you got 44 and 86, 52 versus what was the other one? 23 and what? 7? That's 30.
Yeah. But this means Golden State won roughly 76.6% of their games with Cousins in the lineup and 65.3% when he was sizing.
Okay, perfect. I don't think that spread is enough. In other words, that spread isn't that. See, that's why I was saying that the game is, that's not enough for me, the way that they're playing right now.
Yeah, and on the year, the Cousins posted marks of 16.2 points, 8.2 rebounds, 3.6 assists, while playing 25.7 minutes per game. He's also shot 48% from the field and progressively improved his numbers over the months following his return. This culminated four-game stretch in April where Cousins averaged 20.5 points, 11 rebounds, and 40 assists, while the Warriors were a perfect
4. Yeah, but see how that's saying he was consistently improving. Then he gets hurt. That means he's got to consistently improve in 7 games. That ain't going to happen. See the problem?
Yeah.
Right? You know, you're not going to get 7 games are going to help you consistently improve. He's going to play. But Kerr said it straight up. He's not changing much. He's not going to really, you know what I mean, unless he has to. He's going to put, Cousins going to play. Don't confuse it. But he's not going to start, and he's going to be seeing limited action. So I'm hoping the other guys step up. But Kawhi is playing just, you know, great basketball, you know, in my opinion. And that other guy, Myers, is doing well as well. Right, it's Myers. I'm still Golden State. I just think the coach is better. I think that that team's got to, you know, they're battle tested, man. You got 3 players out. He's going 11 deep in the first half. 11 deep on a rotation.
Yeah, Kawhi Leonard, you know, has been a fantastic presence for Toronto so far. I think he was the guy, the person that Toronto needed to, you know, push over the edge, to make it to the NBA Finals. Obviously, the team is, I guess it's not as talented as the Warriors. I mean, how many wins do you think, like, the Raptors will get?
Remember, they got home court advantage, so. Yeah. But I think it'll go 4-2. I don't think it's going to go 7.
This, it is interesting because Vegas said this is a weird situation where Toronto has a great shot of winning all their home games, and they have home court advantage, but then overall, the Warriors have a better spread or odds against the Raptors. So this is going to be a pretty interesting situation.
Wait, I'm confused. They're going to win the home games, and what are the odds?
Yeah, it's like, okay. They came out this week that Toronto are probably going to win all their home games. But then overall in the series, they predict the Warriors to win. So
that's kind of stupid.
It's kind of paradox.
Yeah, you can't win all your home games. It's 4 games and then lose. It's not gonna happen.
Yeah, so I'm thinking it's gonna be Warriors in 6, worst case scenario.
That's, me too. I think it's gonna be in 6. Yeah, and I think we'll see KD if he has to come out earlier. Right. But what I do like hearing is some people are questioning whether he leaves or not. Right? I mean,
yeah.
You know what I don't understand? You know how I always talk about Robert Horry, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, he's got 7 championships and this and that. Okay, he's no KD at all. Okay? And people complain that Phil Jackson always has great teams. These guys win, man. So, you know, a guy wants to feel like he goes to New York and resurrects New York. Win the trophy. Win the trophies. You know, I heard Jalen Rose go, well, if you give me that money, I mean, I don't forget about the rings. I'll take that money. That's the first time I've ever heard a professional say that. And it's either Jalen Rose just don't care anymore because he doesn't have a ring, because he doesn't know what it is to have a ring, right? And it's about money, which is not a good example. But you know how many times I've heard professionals say, I give up all my all-stars for a championship? I bet you Barkley wouldn't say it. He would not say that, I will give up, I'll take that for the back. I mean, obviously he'd take money, but he wants a championship. I mean, I know the money's getting astronomical, so, you know, that's getting a little bit hard. But just in general, for someone to say that, you know, the heck with championships, you know, what are you playing for? You know, so my point with KD is, you know, they're talking about whether he stays or not. Just stay and win, man. They're still calling you the best player on the team. What else do you want?
Or
Curry gave up to you. He's given you the ring. It's just that everyone likes Curry. He's got that little kid look and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I just don't understand. You're on a team that everyone's telling you you're the best player on the team. Screw what everyone says that you went there, they already had it, this and that. That's great. But nobody's won that many championships in a row.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like,
be that guy.
Durant, since being there, ever since being there, he's won championships.
He's been MVP twice. What else do you want?
Yeah.
And they're telling, the whole news is telling you that you're the best player. Curry has no problem with it. Klay has no problem with it. He could have a problem with Draymond, but if I was KD, he should rethink his issue with Draymond, because Draymond has stepped up to be that guy that he should want on his team. That's going to push you. That's going to want to win. He's going to be part of the team. Draymond, you and I were debating whether Curry could be the MVP or this and that. I don't think that would be a problem for me either. But you know, I think Draymond is the guy who's changing the game.
Yeah, Draymond had a good series against the Blazers. There was a report today that Kevin Durant is selling his house in the Bay Area, and he's buying a place in New York.
Everybody wants to play for New York, so. But if he goes to New York, he goes to New York. But you know, and I'm a Knicks fan and everything. But you know, if he goes to New York, honestly, I want to see him fail.
Good.
And I'm gonna be on the radio and say, yeah, I want to see him fail.
Why you say that?
Because I'm tired of these. I'm not enjoying players going from one place to the other. I mean, it's true. I was listening on the news today. Today, kids more follow players than they do teams. You know what I'm saying? And to some degree, that's true. It's like in football, you know, I'm a Giant fan. In baseball's probably the only sport I'm the super loyalist, right? I'm a Yankee fan. But in football, sometimes, you know, you'll like a coach like a Parcells or somebody. You'll like a certain player that you want to see him do well. You know what I mean? Kind of, you want to enjoy the game. But like in basketball, yeah, I don't like these guys building their own teams. I don't understand it. You know, I just don't. I mean, you could say LeBron went back to Cleveland, won a championship. Yay! He wouldn't have won if Draymond went there. Didn't get ejected. And two, he ended up leaving them again. And three, he picked his team and his coach. So how is that any different than KD going to a team that's already got the players he doesn't have to recruit? Right? I mean, you're getting recruited. The other one, you're already there. What's the difference? I mean, because I would love KD to be asked the question. If you were able to, let's say that the Warriors were in championships and you went there, would you pick Klay, Draymond, and Curry? Reverse it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
You know, I mean, just, you know, and I am a Knicks fan. I would like to see the Knicks do well. I kind of, you know, it's just that I don't like when an organization gets bad, right? And I know there's probably Knicks fans that like yell at me, my friends and stuff, you know, and I love the Heat and they're not doing well, but I enjoy the organization. I trust Riley. I trust Spoelstra. The Knicks organization, I don't trust. They made a lot of bad moves. And when that happens, it's, you know, it's like a business constantly making bad decisions. I mean, you like the team, but how do you like the team with the people running it you don't trust? Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense. Yeah, I think, you know, the Knicks have always been has been the place known to be toxic, especially after the 90s.
Well, with the new owner.
The new owner, yeah.
The new owner is the one. I mean, they've made some crazy, crazy, crazy moves. And, you would think that how is it they can't get a good team in this long of a period of time being the Knicks?
Yeah, I mean, when Phil Jackson was on board, I think he did make a good move to get Porzingis, but then they just didn't
come. They keep training all these players that were doing well that were international players. It's New York. Keep the international guys. It's an international city. You understand? But, I mean, they constantly make a different move. I don't even know what they're doing. You know, but if you think about it, right? Okay, think about the staple teams that haven't played as bad as the Knicks over the last 10 years. Lakers, Celtics, Spurs, give me some more Celtics, like the Spurs, the Bulls. I'm trying to get, you know what I'm saying? I'm getting those big, big teams. Let's see. The Pistons have been good. They've been making it to the playoffs. Think about, those were the teams that have won it in the last, who was it? My son showed me something. There was something online. There's like these four players have played in the last 8 championships.
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't know about another major city. Nick, New York is the only major city that was like, you know, everybody wants, you know how you want the Lakers and the Celtics and Knicks and this and the Heat or Knicks against whatever. They haven't done it. I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
It's a lengthy thought process there. But it is what it is. I do got some news from Iguodala. Says he is probably going to play by game one of the NBA Finals. This is a report from Triple Basement.
That's the guy I need. That's the one I want.
You want Iguodala?
Because Boogie. I want Iguodala more than Boogie, yeah. Because Iguodala doesn't have such a long recuperation time, right? Mikey's been out for, what, 4 or 5 games?
Yeah. Not for a series and a half, I think.
Well, you can't say a series. You got to go by games because a series is technically a 7, right? I mean, come on, man. You know, when you go 4 and out, did you go through the series or no? Exactly. You got to go. It's about games. Hence, why do you think that even if I thought Milwaukee was going to win, but I wanted Toronto to keep winning to tire them out, to tire Milwaukee out? That's the difference of between how many games in a series, at least to me.
What's a good series for you?
No. To me, a series is 7. But if I'm trying to find out how long a guy's been in or out in a series, I go by now games because that's the difference maker, right? If he hasn't played for a series and a half, it's almost like 10 games, which is not really true. Right?
He's been sidelined since feeling tightness and soreness in the left calf last week in the Warriors' eventual game 3 win over Portland. So, wait, he did play in part of the Western Conference.
Okay, he played it, of course. He's the one, he finished it. He finished the Western Conference final. It was the first game against, who was the one we just swept?
The Blazers.
It was the Blazers. Yeah, so it was like the last game or something. I don't know. Because remember, he stole the ball from Damon.
He did.
Right? Yeah. Right. So he may have missed only five games. Because they swept the next four. Or they swept down. I don't know. He only must have missed like a few games. That's my point. You know what I mean? Yeah. So missing a few games versus Boogie missing all those games. The energy level, the ability to mesh in the team, you understand? They won't miss a beat with him. And they get a defensive boost, right? Or at least an extra boost. I like Iguodala.
I mean, he'll be good to guard Kawhi.
Yeah, no doubt. He'll be good to guard Kawhi, and he'll be good to be an additional guy called to guard Kawhi, right? Because I think Clay can guard Kawhi. You know, so my point being is, don't just have one guy, wear him out.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't care what you do to Kawhi. This is what I always say. The big boys are going to get their numbers. That's why when I told you about, let me see the fourth game of the Milwaukee Toronto game. Then I'll tell you how I feel. Look what happened. Once I saw Giannis not scoring like a superstar does, right, and not like playing like it, I knew it. That he's not rising.
Yeah, what is
does
the that future make sense? With Giannis in the Bucks? Do you think he'll be eventually going to the NBA Finals?
I remember I told you, man, I can't answer any question until this summer is over, man. At least that's how I feel. I think this summer, I mean, think about it. This summer is going to be, you know, I wish there was a way that it was, like, scheduled, you know what I mean? And unfortunately, we're going to be finding out about it after the fact, right? But this summer, the league is going to be shifted up. Understand? It's going to be, I mean, if KD goes to New York, you know, Milwaukee, I think it'll still be good. But I think Giannis needs to work on other parts of his game. You know what I mean? He's got to work on different parts. He's got to get better at different areas of his game. Who else is there? Of course, I think, you know, Golden State's going to be good. You know, look at Toronto. It's going to probably lose Kawhi, so that changes their game.
You think he might go? I mean, I still think he's going to stay. I mean, even getting this far will be enough for him.
I mean, I can't, you know, honestly, this is something, I mean, it's all speculation. It's just that there's so much talk about him leaving. You know what I mean? I mean, to the point that you got Drake there and you got the people saying stuff. I mean, I don't know why he would leave, but it just depends on, you know, he may not, you know, he's an L.A. guy, you know, he's so quiet, and he may just want to be home, I don't know. The guy's good enough to play anywhere. But it goes back again, you know, and he's like, you go there, Kawhi, you're really great, and all of a sudden, you go there, you make it to the finals, then you go to another team. Like, what are these guys, what jersey are they going to wear in the Hall of Fame? You know, like LeBron. What fucking jersey are you going to wear? There are three teams.
I'll probably go with three.
Yeah, we'll be back because of that, but he won the least amount there.
Ooh, wow, good observation. You probably thought about that longer than I did. Yeah, you're right. He didn't win two.
KD, what's KD going to wear? He's going to have two MVPs from Golden State. He's going to have a third championship.
Whoa, fuck okay. Golden State.
My point is all about the probabilities, right? And whether you're right or wrong, it's just that's where I guess I'm just old school, the frustration in that, right?
Yeah. Speaking about Drake, how much of an impact would he make in the finals?
I don't think he makes any impact other than the fact that I think the biggest impact Drake makes is creating fanfare for Toronto. Does that make sense? I mean, I think like Spike Lee was a staple, Jack Nicholson a staple, but Drake is more, it's like they call him, he's the ambassador, you know what I mean? So, you know, that's how I look at it. More kids probably will start liking Toronto. Toronto's fans are probably jumping on it even more, but Canadian fans are really good to begin with. But just in general, that's how I see it. I mean, I don't think he has any impact on anybody, really.
Yeah,
if anything, probably Spike Lee had more impact because he talked smack to Reggie Williams.
Reggie Miller,
yes. Yeah.
Quick, what do you think about the whole Magic Johnson thing? He was accused for abusing. Laker employees.
I think it's full of shit. I think Magic Johnson is the man. I think he's entitled to. People don't like to be held accountable, right? And Magic's got a lot of stuff on his plate, okay? And, you know, I could tell you this, right? My niece works for a very successful investment banker. She's been his administrative executive for a long time. And I love her, my niece and everything. Like, you don't know how somebody works. Well, I go to New York a couple times, and the first time I went, I needed some, like, hey, I need this. I said, yeah, sure. I didn't have to do anything, man. Everything was set for me. It was, like, incredible. And this guy ain't no Magic Johnson. I mean, he does really well, don't get me wrong, but, you know, you got to reprimand someone. I can't imagine Magic Johnson ever reprimanding someone in a manner that will be bad, right? And, you know, that's it. I mean, people have got to be held accountable. You don't do your stuff. And things get worse when pressure's on you. You know, crap rolls downhill.
It does. Magic Johnson was on ESPN yesterday. I don't think it was First Take, but it was with Timmy Smith and the other guy, Michael.
It's Max Kellerman or Mike Greenberg.
No. It was another ESPN. And of course, okay. He was explaining about, well, he was, you know, saying, I didn't do anything for the Lakers. I didn't get any charge. So a lot of things are coming out with the Lakers. It's becoming a little more uglier than we thought. Obviously, you know people like right now are pointing fingers at each other. What really happened? I didn't like Luke Walton, things like that. But it feels like a big sideshow right now. I think hopefully they'll just bring their act together and hopefully they can focus on basketball and drama.
No, they'll be all right. I mean, that's just an organization. Like, they even mentioned having Jeannie Bush sell the team, and I really don't want that. Jeannie Buss, I don't want that. I want that to stay the Buss family, you know what I mean? There's something about that.
Yeah.
It does. I mean, you know, I don't mind, like, you know, Magic and these guys having part ownership and stuff, but, you know, it's like the Maras and the Giants, you know? It's like just a staple. The Rooneys in Pittsburgh, you know, kind of, like, enjoy those families, and they've made good decisions, but, you know, we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens.
But then again, you know, you can't, I mean, it was just bad. I mean, I'm sure his teammates, but, you know, I think, again, I'm going to go back on the radio again and tell you. Why is it every time LeBron's on a team and they're doing great, how great he is, and when they're not, he needs help from his supporting cast?
Right.
It happens all the time. And then he goes to the Lakers, and it's so bad that the opposing fans were yelling out to a guy shooting a foul shot, LeBron's gonna trade you, LeBron.
Yeah.
I've never heard of any fan do that. They've done a lot of bad things, trust me, I'm from New York. But no fan has started chanting, LeBron's gonna trade you. How would you feel?
I mean, I don't think LeBron has much power as he had in Cleveland, you would think.
Nah, he's got power. His power is the players. He doesn't have as much power like in Cleveland, mm-hmm. I would agree, but like with coaching and all that, but I just think that he has enough power with players. Right? When he says, I want these players around me, they're going to try to make that happen.
Yeah.
And then he doesn't have to just tell them, he can call the guys.
Anything else before predictions?
Like I said, Golden State in six. I think it's going to go 4-2. I think maybe Toronto may win first, if that. And
yeah, who takes game one?
Oh, man.
I don't see
Golden State. You know, part of me says 4-2 to give him the benefit of the doubt, but you know, you got to look at Toronto, man. Toronto has it, like, they've been every, the games they've won has been squeaking out. I mean, when they beat Philly, it was a four bounce 3-point shot, which I've never seen in my life. Right? And so it doesn't seem like, you know, you get behind on the Warriors, for them to lose on it, for you to come back, is tough, one. And then look at the last game Toronto played. These guys are scoring like barely making 100. So either you better lock down on Golden State, but you're not going to beat them scoring 90 to 100 points.
Yeah, it's going to be right by Toronto squeaking things out. So we'll see how it goes in game one. I think Golden State's going to win game one, but I won't be surprised if Toronto does. Tonight, Stanley Cup Finals, game two. Bruins are up 1-0 against St. Louis. Who will take game two tonight?
I don't care.
I'm picking the Bruins. I like the Bruins.
I like the Bruins. If I had to pick, I like the Bruins. Boston, something about the Boston Bruins. St. Louis, I don't really care about. So if I had to pick one, it'd definitely be the Bruins.
What, and random question, what is the best thing to eat with strawberries?
Champagne.
Strawberries and champagne, good answer. I was
going to
say good
cream
or something.
Well, you don't eat champagne. You actually drink it, but yeah, champagne and strawberries go up.
And how can people reach you, Victor, to talk to you about Andre
Iguodala? You can reach me at Twitter at B Arocho. That's B-A-R-O-C-H-O. I'm also, you go to victorarocho.com. You can connect with me there and tweet it out. I'm also on Instagram on Victor Grows Revenue. So hit me up and let's have some fun.
There has been the one comment, go Bruins. It's been like 125 days since our last championship. Stop the pain.
125 days?
Yeah.
Dude, you should be happy.
Exactly. We'll see you back tonight.
125 years for some other team.
Anyways, follow us on the Sportscast, thesportscast.net, on Twitter at thesportscast1. And on Instagram, the Sportscast, then you'll find all the information. We will follow along with the Stanley Cup. And, of course, the NBA Finals starts this Thursday, live from Toronto, 8 p.m. First time I see an Eastern Conference team host have home court advantage, maybe since the Miami Heat.
Yeah.
That's a good change. Oh, I like that.
But how do they choose home field advantage? Is it by wins?
Yeah, whoever has the best record. And four more wins than the Golden State Warriors.
Which would make some sense, because think of how hard the West is.
Yeah, it is.
Right? I mean, you know, I'm surprised that the West, I guess either the East has been so bad for a while, because if you would think about it, normally you would think that the East would have home court advantage, even though the Western teams were playing a lot better. Only because of their beating each other up.
Well, anyways, thesportscast.net, the latest news and our podcasts are all there. Victor Rocha, I appreciate you coming on to the Sportscast.
I always appreciate you having me, and enjoy the show, and but wish you the best of luck, and let's keep enjoying sports down here in South Florida.
Good night.
Good night.